If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And you're listening to... sorry. Hi, I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And you're listening to Agony Rants.
I know.
There wasn't enough enthusiasm.
I know. Do you know what it was? I thought when you went outside the door there, I thought you were going to the loo, but you actually sat down and started the show without telling me. I was actually checking my Twitter. Actually, X. Not Twitter. X.
X.
X. What the hell is that? It sounds like...
I don't know. I did hear
sounds
that.
Sounds like a porn site.
It does sound a bit weird. Yeah. Like, what was the thinking behind that?
I don't know. It's too much. I'm not really that interested. And the very interesting thing about that is sometimes I go on to there because it's an easy enough thing to see what's happening, but actually... I don't post there at all because I think it's rubbish.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
It's a hateful place. Every time I go in there, it's always hateful, but I can't wait to win.
It's people giving out.
I know.
Like, whenever I click on that For You tab...
Oh.
The other way is like, For You. It's like people are not necessarily following, but things you might be interested in.
Oh, wow.
It's never anything...
It's never good.
It's never anything that would make you happy.
But do you ever think, why do they think this is for me?
I know, yeah. I mean, the unfortunate thing is sometimes they're right.
Yeah. Mine is full of dogs.
Yeah. Like my For You page on Instagram, yeah. It's always lads with their tops off.
They know
storage
you so well.
Solutions.
Oh, and cats.
And cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and also then there's like lads playing the piano.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lad that's on Instagram that plays the piano to his cat.
There's also one, you know, where they play the things along to the dog, and there's one that's having a very dramatic episode by a door, and it's the funniest thing. It's like a husky. He's going roar, roar, and he plays the piano beautifully underneath, and then but at the very end it goes and goes off. It makes me happy. I don't know.
You see, I think Instagram content with animals, I'd watch it all day. I'd watch cat videos all day.
I know. Do you know what's really funny? We're still going down that cat dog thing that we do.
I know.
You know, that doesn't mean that cat ones don't make me laugh, but they don't make me laugh as much as dog ones. We're definitely wired.
You're listening to Agony Rants, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you want to know the show that you should switch off. How's your week been, Niamh?
Oh, it's been fantastic. This week, my husband's nephew, or my nephew, got married. When I say he got married last month, actually, him and John.
Oh, we had a shwedding.
They got a sham wedding. A sham wedding. No, they got married in the City Hall, obviously, and then they had this kind of event that we all went to at the weekend, which was really fun, and in the place that we all summer, you know, in Donegal, which is really good crack. But it's interesting to me. It's like the 6-day wedding that seems to be happening these days. It's, back in the day, my mum and dad got married in the morning. And they had their wedding breakfast and then everybody was home by lunchtime sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like the whole shenanigan that it is now. Like, well, 6 days later, you're going, I've forgotten where I live. Why am I here again?
Well, I think what happens now is people are afraid that the event, it isn't a big enough event.
Yeah.
So they kind of, what they do is they hedge their bets. You know, like if this isn't good enough, then there'll be this. Like, yeah. I'll have an ice cream van and I'll have river dance.
Yeah,
and I'll
have... But I have to say, now, to be fair, that's not what happened here. They got married in the registry office just with their direct family. And then this was just a party for everybody to celebrate.
Okay.
So that was really lovely. But I have been to weddings where they've gone over 3 or 4 days and you're kind of going, no. Lads.
Absolutely not.
Lads, I'm exhausted. You know, no, like I'm in my 50s now. Do you know what I mean?
I'm one day.
I do one day.
Now, unless it's very good friends, I'll do, like, you know, yeah. Unless, like, obligation is one day. So, but if you see me at the second day.
Then you know your friends.
Then it's because I really want to be around, yeah, that person.
I know. I mean, I'm all for people getting, you know, doing whatever they need to do to be married, right? And getting their big day. Because I know the big day is more important to some people than others, right? I do know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of a funny one. I just find it really strange. I don't know how to kind of respond to it in some ways. If I bring Paul gets very bored of things unless he's gigging. So, you know, I like him to have a job.
Well, I think when you receive a wedding invitation, the first thing you think is, oh, no. What's this going to cost me?
Well, it does cost a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
You know.
It does cost a lot of money. Now, I love going to my friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my friends' sure. weddings, I'm just like, yay. Like, one of my friends is getting married now this week.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
really looking forward to it.
No, and I really had the best of time. And
you
know
all like all the people at my table. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Do you ever go to that wedding where you're just put at the extras table? Because just about fall into the list.
Did I tell you about the wedding that I went to before where I wasn't sitting beside my partner, I don't think.
Huh?
Yeah, I think they split people up or something.
Oh, in order to make them mingle?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the guy I was sitting beside, he talked about computers. Like he was some techie guy. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I used to be a programmer. And we were talking about that for ages. And then someone came over that knew me from comedy. And they were just like saying hello or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah. And he was like, well, why did she say hello to you? And I was like, oh, I'm a comedian. And he got so annoyed that we'd been talking for, I don't know, an hour or whatever. And I hadn't mentioned that. He was furious with me. And he literally turned his back. And
why?
Didn't speak to me the rest. I don't know.
Maybe
he probably thought like he was so fascinating that I was going to use all his.
Maybe. No,
all
maybe.
His funny jokes.
Maybe, you know, he had a bad experience with a comedian once. You don't know that.
Oh, God. He deserved it. Whatever happened to him.
That's so weird, isn't it? People are weird.
Yeah, people are really weird. But that's why I like a wedding where you're there with all your mates.
Yeah.
That's
different.
That's lovely.
Yeah, but I think sometimes people send out wedding invitations hoping that people will say no and just send the gift instead.
I mean, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I know. I'm okay with that.
I'm absolutely okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
I'd rather a wedding happening on this day, but this is me IBAN.
Yeah.
Let there be no pressure or obligation.
Are you thinking of it?
No.
No.
Okay. Absolutely not, Niamh. I am thinking of a way, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, a way for friends and family to just...
Give you money?
Give me money. Yet my bathroom screwed up this week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because I have two bathrooms in my apartment, right? One of them, there's the main bathroom, which is Boots's studio apartment.
I'm aware.
We're not allowed to use it. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she gets angry. She gets angry. Sometimes if we use that toilet, a few minutes later, we just see her standing on it and sniffing it, glaring at us going, excuse me. Excuse. I hope what happened didn't happen because there's going to be trouble. So we use the ensuite, and this week there was a leak. So they had to like smash all the tiles and the floor had to come up. And
no.
Yeah. It's a disaster.
Oh my God, what kind of leak was it?
Well, it was like the waste pipe. I know, it was it couldn't be the in pipe, could it? No.
Okay.
So apparently there's been like he said, about half a cup of water every time it's been flushed in the last 8 years.
8 years?
8 years. A half a cup of water has like splashed out on the floor.
I reacted very dramatically to that.
8 years, that was when we got it.
8 years.
Yeah, when we got it tiled, whatever way they put the toilet back after we tiled it.
They didn't do it right?
They did something.
Oh.
They didn't. I think there was the seal, rather than it being around the pipe, went into the pipe and then like, you know, was flushed away. So it was like a pipe that was one pipe going into the other pipe, but it wasn't sealed. So there was this splash. And now this water had finally come to the door and now was getting into the carpet.
Oh my God.
Very upset, Niamh. Very upset. So now what we have is, you know, like in medieval times, the way they do that, like they'd wall somebody up. They'd chain somebody up and then they'd build a wall in front of them. That's the end of that. It's that situation. That's what we have. Like they've everything's pulled out, but we're afraid that that's what's going to happen to the cat. Because there's like the waste pipe, because it's an apartment, it goes into like a shaft and that just like, there's a drop.
Oh no.
Yeah, so like that's uncovered now. So we have signs up everywhere like for me to close the door.
I was going to say, who are the signs for? But clearly
no,
for you.
No, just for me. Yeah. Yeah.
Close the door.
Yeah. Close the door. Keep the door closed. So yeah. Oh. And of course that happened, Niamh, because I just had to buy a car.
Oh yeah. So you have no money.
Yeah, I have no money. So whenever you spend money, it's like that is the one time when.
So you're going to have a sham marriage.
Need to spend money.
So that people send you money.
I mean, not beyond the realm of possibility.
Can you not just crowdfund it?
I don't think that's the way crowdfunding works, but I mean, I would be, I mean.
You don't know that.
Crowdfund a bathroom.
You don't know that.
Crowdfund a bathroom. I'm sure people have done that.
Listen, I think.
I do get tagged and stuff, like on Instagram and stuff, you know, and it's always people that want you to like retweet stuff or to post about John is doing like a parachute jump for some disease that I've never really heard of. But he's also going to do the parachute jump when he's in Australia.
Okay.
So it's like.
Seems unnecessary.
Seems.
You know, are we paying for the trip to Australia?
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's like that thing they do, you know, charity gigs. Like after costs, we will be donating. It's like, okay, what are costs?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we've all been that soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We don't have a budget.
Yeah.
I was like, do you have a budget for light and sound? Then you have a budget for talent.
Yes, I know. Because you can light the place up and have the noise, but if there's nothing to play out that noise.
We're on the same page.
I mean, it's not that you don't want to do charitable things, but you know yourself.
Well, it's not that you don't want to do charitable things.
Oh my gosh. I know, I am terrible.
I have no interest in charity. Charity begins at home.
You're very charitable. You're very kind. I'm kind,
but I'm not an aegis.
No, you're not. I know. I sometimes think genuinely that people don't realise how many times a day you get asked to do something for nothing.
I know.
Like, they really don't know that.
Did I ever tell you about the one I did for the blind?
No.
Niamh,
what did you do?
This was wild, right?
Okay.
Okay. This happened, this was many years ago, right? Okay. It was a good few years ago.
Okay.
And it was happening around my birthday.
Right? Okay.
I think it was like the gig was either the day of or it was either side of my birthday. Okay. Right? And I was kind of like, well, I don't actually want to work my birthday. And it, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway. This woman, she contacted my agent and then they were like to do this gig. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. But it was like, it was due 10 minutes at a gig. And I was like, okay, yeah, grand.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I'm not available on my birthday, but you know, she gave me like 5 dates. And I was like, I'm available for these 4, I'm not available for this one, grand. Sure enough, the one they picked was my birthday.
Of course.
And it was like, oh, but we really need, and could you just, and would you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, but the emails were just, it was an awful lot, like. And I was just like, do you know what? Just to make this stop now, I'll dip in, I'll go over to my parents for dinner, I'll dip in on the way back, do 10 minutes, get my car and go home, right? It was like, easy peasy, everybody's happy. Just keep the car revving outside.
Okay, yeah,
I'll be
good
on,
job.
I'll be off, right?
And?
So, then there was a complaint.
About?
Yeah, about me to my agent. This is before the gig even started. There was a complaint, I wouldn't accept her. Like, because I've got my Facebook group.
Yeah, of course.
Like, the people that people like comedy go onto that. And then there's like my private Facebook, and she requested that as a friend. And I was like, well, I don't know who you are. I'm not, like, I just don't accept.
Yeah.
You know, that's people I know. And then she complained to my agent that they were trying to promote the show and that I was refusing to accept.
Stop it.
Yeah. And I was like, you're not promoting it to my friends because I don't even promote my shows to my friends.
No.
Thank you very much.
No,
so good luck to you. So it was all eggy from the start.
Right.
Then, I'm on my soapbox now.
Come on.
Yeah. So then I showed up. Right? Mm-hmm. I showed up to do this and there was some other comedians had been involved and everyone's a bit like, what are we doing here? But anyway, we showed up and everybody had this elaborate sort of face paint on. Right? You know, like...
Comedians? Or no, just people
the people in the audience. Now, bear in mind, a lot of these people were blind.
Okay.
Right? So, they all had this, like, it was kind of like lace. You know, like when they paint lace
like
onto somebody's face. Yeah, that sort of stuff. Yeah. And, you know, it was all very nice, but I was like, this is a bit weird. And the woman that was organising it was, she had been very dramatic all the way through it, but she was like, oh yeah, it's very, you know, not enough people have shown up and it's, you know, it's terrible. And we were like, and I was like, look, chill the head. There's no cost. We're all doing this for nothing. Mm-hmm. Like whatever's on, came in the door and grand. Like, you know, don't get stressed about it. Like,
yeah.
Chill the head.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, look, don't beat yourself up. And then she said, I know, but the face painter was so expensive.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Running a comedy night to raise money.
No. And she put a face painter on.
And she booked it.
That she paid for.
That she paid for.
I know.
Bearing in mind, like, that's insane anyway.
Yes, it is.
But bearing in mind the level, the number of clientele at that were blind.
I know.
Like, you do not need a face painter. So anyway, I was
who
just
was
like.
Who was that for?
It was years ago. I can't
remember. No, I mean, as in, who was the face painting for?
Oh, I have no idea. It was bonkers is what it was. So then I was just like, this, I just need to step outside of this. And it was really funny because at the point, the time she told me this was when they were doing the photographs. Mm. So, and I remember seeing the photograph afterwards and I just have this appalled look on my face. I was like, that's the moment she told me what had happened. I was like, this is my birthday. So anyway, I went on stage, right? Like at the end of the night and it was, I don't know, I had to do 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever it was. But then I got 5 minutes in, right? And it was going well. All of it a nice time. She walks up on the stage, takes the mic from me and says, the bar is actually closing, so we're just going to have to wrap it up.
Jesus.
And I was just like, good luck. Like, whenever anyone asks me about charity gigs, I tell them that story and they're like, you know what? Your position is very fair.
Very fair.
Considering what you've been through, it's very fair.
It is astonishing. I think sometimes people go, oh, we'll put on a charity night. And I always say to them, you know, oh, we could get a thing. And I said, it costs money to do that. But sure, everybody will do it. They will not. Because the thing is, it costs money. And even if you ask me to do something with the band, you still have to pay the band.
You still have to pay the band.
If I make my decision to do it for nothing.
Completely. And I'm the first to say that, like, comedy's an easy ask.
Because it's only one person.
If you need to raise money, it's one person agreeing to do something, it's showing up. But.
I mean, I often say, look.
There's a base level of requirements.
Yeah, I know. The one thing I will always say when I ever do anything like that for charity, I say, it should not cost me money. You know, it should not cost me money.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to say that to anybody who wants to run a charity event, whatever else happens, whether you're going to give money or anything, never cost a person any money.
But also, like, you know,
there's only so many causes you can care about. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. And also, like, you do so many of them and it's like it's easy to do and I'm always happy to do them. But like every so often you meet one, you're just like, you have to be kidding me now.
Yeah, I know. They are
what
taking
now?
They're taking it like, you know, yeah, I know. They think you should be just so grateful. But you feel very exposed afterwards, don't you?
it's like when UCD contact you, like, do you want to host an Iron Stomach competition at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday? We think it'd be great for exposure. Attention Agony Rants listeners, I am on tour. Well, I'm not. I'm off tour. But I'll be back on tour from September. It's the next leg of my Glamour Hammer tour. If you've seen the show, no need to come again. It's the same. But if you saw the show and enjoyed it, tell your friends. Send them along. I'll be on tour from September to January. And I'll be doing dates in Cork, Thurles. I'll be at Baker Street on 16th of September. I'll be all around the country in places that I haven't been already. But if you're in Cork, I'll be at the Everyman and I would love you to come to that.
Oh, listen.
Cork, what's going on?
Do you know what I can't believe, right?
Go on.
I can't believe you're discouraging people who have already seen you.
Well, I mean,
because
if
they loved it, why would they not
come back if you want? But, you know,
because you might be funnier.
I don't like rinsing people.
You might be, I know.
If you would like to get tickets, you can get tickets by going to garrodferry.com or through the link in my Instagram bio. And if you click on that link, if it's there, it has tickets available. Because some of them are sold out.
I know. That's because you're amazing. Nothing but love here.
She looks absolutely furious. Did you know, Niamh?
What?
You can vote for us in the Listener's Choice to be nominated for the Listener's Choice Award on the British Podcast Awards.
Can we?
British Podcast Awards, excuse me.
Hello. I know quite a few people have written us about that now.
People, yeah, it's nice.
I have voted for them and I love that they say that.
Yeah, thank you so much for anyone that's voting for us. That's really nice. I mean, I don't think we're going to win.
And we have no way of proving that they have voted for us.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
not because we just send the tweet for a like. But look,
you know, we love them.
Yes, so you can do that on British Podcast awards.com and we would love you for it. And also, I'm sure there'll be a Listener's Choice Award for the Irish Podcast
because
Awards.
We're not likely to be listed for anything else.
And I just want to say, I did submit
a reel,
an entry.
You couldn't help yourself. You couldn't help yourself.
For the Irish Podcast Awards.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed.
If I am slapped twice, it's shame on me.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
We weren't nominated last year. Shame on them. If we're not nominated this year, shame on me. It's on me.
No, it's their loss.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely. Now, I'm gigging in Brighton.
Are you?
The night of the awards. So if we do win, you're going to have to pick it up.
Okay. Well, I'll bring a photo of you. Or you know what I'll do? I'll wear like a t-shirt with your face on it.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should
do. Or I could bring boots.
No, boots.
She's in the cat carrier?
Very high appearance fee.
Okay.
So yes, please vote for us. We would be your best friends. We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Headstuff podcast.
Yes, it is.
Headstuff is a podcast network based in Dublin with a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Ours is one.
Probably one of the best, actually.
It's probably one of the best. I think it's one of the best.
Yeah, it is one of the best.
But they have great podcasts and they have a support platform called Headstuff Plus. And if you are enjoying the show, you should.
Please, God.
Most definitely.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. We've done almost 100 episodes now. We've earned nothing. Not.
Only the public's
one,
respect.
We got one check, Niamh.
Yes, we did.
We got one check and we spent it all on the Chinese next door.
We did. On a strategy meeting of how to get more money from this
show. I'm going to be honest, there was no starter. There was no dessert. So we would love it if you supported us.
Yeah.
It's not beyond the realm of possibility that you do, because people do this sort of thing all the time.
Yes.
They show their appreciation for something that they're getting for free.
Yes.
Headstuff Plus is exactly like Patreon. It's headstuffpodcast.com/register. You go on, you pick the podcast you want to support. If you, and your money is then divided between those podcasts. You want to support Agony Rants. 100%.
100%.
Agony Rants. That's all. No other podcasts.
No.
Thank you very much. And in return for your pledge, your monthly pledge, you will get bonus content from us and from all of the shows on the Headstuff Podcast.
Exactly right. And there could be a live podcast for the subscribers.
We're in talks.
Invitation only.
There's talk of an invitation only.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is our bonus show is coming very soon.
Because
we've recorded loads of it.
We have
to have a name. We still can't come up with a name. But anyway, it is launching. Let's line in the sand, Niamh.
Yes, line in the sand. It is launching.
The first week of September.
First week of September. That's it.
Yeah. And
Hashtag, we have to have deadlines.
It's not going to happen. And I think it's going to be every second Thursday.
It is. Oh, excellent. Yeah sounds like a plan.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We have to name, maybe Agony Rant's Our Take.
Our
Would
Take?
That be a good one?
Well.
Every name I put to Niamh, she says no.
Yeah.
It's not great. The show we are cross-promoting this week, another Headstuff show, is Double Love.
Oh, I love Double Love.
Double Love is so much fun. It is with Anna and remember her name? It's on the email there. Oh my God, I know these two women. Anna Carey and hi, welcome. You're listening to Double Love. Welcome to Double Love, the podcast that I've listened to it a million times. I'm Anna Carey and I'm and I wouldn't mind, she's the loveliest voice.
I know.
Anyway, it's a podcast about Sweet Valley High. They review it book by book. And then in their bonus content, they review the Sweet Valley High TV series. And it's brilliant. And Anna's brilliant on it. And so is... I can't remember her name. That is so embarrassing. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm Anna Carey. I'm...
Karen
Moynihan. Karen Moynihan.
You can't leave that in.
No, I'm going to put it in. They're brilliant. I think it's my favourite show on the Headstuff Podcast Network.
It is
I've
now.
Listened to so many, and it's like so long. Like some of the episodes are 3 hours and they talk about like a Sweet Valley High book. They're hilarious.
But you've read all the books, right?
And I can even do like I know the jingle. Yeah. This is how it's always been. I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah, but that's not as important
I'm just saying that I'm a fan of the show, and I can't. It's not like that. I was ignorant of the host. I
just
know
not enough
well.
Baraka in you.
Just a bit tired. But it's really funny.
It is really funny.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I do love it.
I love it.
I do love it too.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never read the books.
And she's never listened to the podcast.
No.
I mean, she does this.
I do.
She's no game face. She's no game face. Anyway, here's a little clip.
This is how it's always been.
Double Love is a podcast in which we explore the strange and terrifying world of Sweet Valley High, book by book. Join me, Anna Carey.
And me, Karen Moynihan.
As we revisit one of the maddest series of books ever written, or ghostwritten.
If you ever read about Elizabeth and Jessica, the perfect blonde Wakefield twins, then you might enjoy listening to us absolutely tearing them to shreds. Affectionately, of course.
Of course. And even if you didn't, there's still plenty of drama, kidnapping, stolen boyfriends and school dances to entertain you.
Find us on the Headstuff Podcast Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dear Niamh and Garrod, I love your podcast. It cheers me up so much, and that is no small thing.
Aww.
I have been working in my company for the past 9 years. 3 years ago, I finished up a part-time degree. Well done. I hoped that this would help me progress, but it hasn't at all, and I'm starting to feel really dispirited.
Mm.
Dispirited.
That's Look a good word.
There we. That's a very good word. Mm-hmm. There we. That's somebody now third level education.
Very nice grammar.
Very nice grammar. Mm-hmm. Beautifully written. We'll continue. I work really hard. I do the long hours. I get stuff done.
We like this woman.
She sounds like NASA in
Gavin and Stacey.
Gavin and Stacey. I do the long hours. I get stuff done.
That's just the way you're reading it. I'm not going to lie. That's just in your head.
Last Wednesday, I was once again passed over for a promotion. The bastards. In favour of someone who is there a lot less time. It shouldn't have upset me, but it really did. This has happened 3 times in the past 3 years, and it's always to posh lads who are 10 years younger than me. Mm. It has started to make me feel so sad. I feel like a bit of a joke. They say that they are all for equality, but they always promote these plummy free the ankle wankers.
Did you say that in your interview?
For those who don't know, free the ankle is the thing Joanne used to say about like the lads that wear, you know, like the socks that don't go up your ankle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. There are no women in charge. It's hard to process this. They never even have the manners to tell me I didn't get the promotion. I put in all of the work for the interviews and presentations, and then someone else gets the job. I don't want to feel like a sore loser, but I feel so disrespected, which used to make me angry, but today is making me very sad. What do you think? Laura.
Well, I think we're already on track with how Garrod feels.
I'm furious.
Yep.
For you, Laura. I'm absolutely furious. I'm on your side, right?
100%.
120% on your side. There's one thing I do want to say, though, just in case it gets lost. And that is that just because somebody's there
a long time, they don't automatically get it.
Don't automatically get promotions. And that sometimes people are brought in for specific reasons, right? Now, I'm just saying that as a qualifier that I'm not even sure how relevant it is in all of this, because I think you've been treated very badly.
Yeah.
Right? I think that if you go for a promotion for any interview in work, something like that, particularly an internal interview like that, I think the least that they can do is pull you aside, bring you for a coffee and say, you didn't get it.
And this is why.
This is why you didn't get it. And this is what we would like to do.
Or
in order to get you to where you need to be to get this job in the future.
100 and 1,000,000%.
And that, and I repeat it, is the bare minimum they should do for somebody going for an internal job. That's the minimum.
Laura, I can't tell you how incensed he is.
I'm so annoyed. I hate this bullshit.
He is right up on his soapbox. His eyes are like full wide.
And the other thing I will say as well, right, and this sometimes happens,
right,
is one of the reasons that can go against you in getting a job is you're so effective in your current role.
Yeah,
that
be careful.
They can't afford to lose you in that role, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that is, I think that's very sad when that happens. So I think what you need to do is you need to start making changes, right? I don't mean, when I say start making changes, I don't mean, I don't want this to be taken as start to improve yourself.
No.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is that I've worked in offices for years, mm-hmm. right? And whenever somebody is getting, you know, notions, or you can smell it on somebody when they're like, I'm going up the ladder here. I'm not taking no for an answer, right? So they just start to do things. They start to, it's that thing they say, behave and dress for the job you want to do, not yeah. the job that you're currently doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's a great piece of advice.
So be the job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so just immediately just start taking on that responsibility, right? And I don't mean to...
Take extra work on.
Yeah. But I mean, what I mean is talk to people. Don't talk up at people.
No.
Talk to them on your level.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. Like, make an appointment to... Well, talk to whoever, and I don't mean someone that's just come in and got the job that you went for.
No.
Whoever selected
the person,
you make an appointment
yeah.
and say you want to discuss your future with the company. And that's not making any threats or anything. But just make it clear that you have expectations from that company. And if they're not delivering, you're someone, you're recently qualified, you're going to go somewhere else. You've yep. got all of that experience. Don't take any shit. This boils my blood.
I know.
Also, this whole thing of they're only promoting lads. How very 1980 of them.
Yeah, not yeah. to mention, you know, if there was a tribunal.
Yeah, well, exactly. As far as I'm concerned, if there's women in the workplace, there should be women managing, right?
Without a doubt.
Do you know what you do?
What?
If it's all male managers, you go and you start talking about your period. That's what you do. That's what I swear to God. That's your secret weapon. Go and say, listen, I'm taking 2 hours off. It's like the Manson house down there. Make them uncomfortable. Women in the workplace need to be able to talk to other women in senior positions when they need women things. Like, talk about maternity leave. I'm 6 weeks pregnant. I need to get, I need to not be lifting. I need to do, you know.
So do you, you know, when you were working in offices, right, did you talk to the men about the men things?
Yeah.
That's a bit much. I get it.
I think that you should be able to because there's certain sensitivities.
I get it, but it's not about
cross gender.
I think at the very least here,
I used
Laura,
to say to my manager, Jemima, I'm going to take 2 hours off in the afternoon to go and have a wank in the disabled toilet. I hope that's nobody's problem. I hope nobody has a problem with it.
Oh my God, Laura. Now, I'm going to say I totally agree with Grode 100%. I have to say it's such an important thing. But I think that you have to be prepared now to be, if they're not going to value where you are, I also think you should be looking, keep your eye on the prize and understand and your value and bring your value elsewhere if it's not going to be valued where it is. There's a lot of value in that sentence.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean?
The other thing that you can do is, right?
I mean, it doesn't mean you have to leave, but I think you have to know your worth. And I think sometimes that doesn't always come across.
Well, there's this great phrase. It's like, it's not leaving. You're going to the market.
Oh, the piggy.
Yeah. So what you do is you go out, you fire out the CV.
Right.
And the jobs that you apply for, you should, like, fire a CV, go to like a recruitment agent. And the jobs that you should be applying for are the jobs that you didn't get in your current company.
Yeah.
They're the jobs you apply for. Nothing lower. Because what's the point of moving to the same role somewhere else? You've already got it good here. But what you can do is you go out and you see what the market wants. You position yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And also what you're doing is when you start to do stuff like that, you start to really put your own job into perspective and see, I've got other options. There are other options out there. Yeah. You don't have to take any of those jobs.
No.
But you can also go and practice doing interviews.
Yeah.
You know, I do understand because it is very attractive to stay in a job for a really long period of time. Because
it's nice.
And if you can progress up the ladder in that job, that's brilliant. But you need to make it clear that you've done work on yourself, you've done a degree part-time. That's not easy.
No.
You've got expectations from this job. The thing that you think would be great to come from them in the situation that you're in is actually the bare minimum that you're entitled to.
Without a doubt. You should be getting feedback at the very least as to why they chose someone else above you.
Yeah.
And it's not about the length of service. And Grode is quite right about that because not everybody's cut out for management just because they're there for years.
Yeah. And go out on mental health. Go out on mental health. As soon as you mention mental health.
Oh, I know.
Everyone gets worried. It's the new bad back.
Yeah. I know.
Don't take any shit, Laura.
Laura, you know your worth and you know you've put the work in. So go and enjoy your life and find some lovely place to work. If they don't appreciate you.
Yeah, if they don't appreciate you, you go where you're appreciated.
Honestly.
Niamh, we have another problem.
I'm going to read this one.
You read this one.
Okay. Dear Niamh and Garrod, I have a weird one for you and I have no idea what to do. My son is 7 years of age and I know I am very protective of him, but he is an only child and I think as his crazy mother, I'm allowed to be. Since he started school, he has been friends with another boy in his class who lived relatively close to us. Let's call him Tim. They see each other outside. He can't say that. They see each other outside school quite a bit. We always guess that Tim's mother is quite chaotic. There's a lot
Tim's
of diplomacy.
Mother sounds absolutely incredible.
Like our son would get wet over there or come back covered in flour, etc.
Covered in flour?
Okay. For a while, he didn't visit Tim's house, but Tim would come to us. Okay, so he obviously didn't want to go there. Anyway, recently, another mother at the school mentioned that Tim's mother has a TikTok account that has become popular. Not very popular, but she has a few hundred followers and she makes these really chaotic videos. I'm not on TikTok, but I was curious, so I downloaded it that night for a look. Chaotic doesn't even cover the half of it. She is absolutely tapped. She has videos of her dancing and shouting at her kids. It's absolutely wild. But my son is in some of the videos. No way. Sometimes he clearly doesn't know he is being filmed and other times he just looks uncomfortable. I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to cause trouble and I don't want to cause problems with Tim, as they are really good friends, but I'm not comfortable with him being in these videos. My husband laughed it off, but it is really stressing me out. How do you think I should address it? Thanks for all the laughs. I love Agony Rants so much. Caroline, not my real name. People really know us now.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know. Just no.
No, no, no.
No, there's so many many child protection things. What the hell is this? You can't put other people's children in any video. You can't put children in videos unless you have permission. That's not a thing. I don't care what fucking thing it's for.
I don't know the exact TikTok.
Don't.
I mean, also, I just want to say, alluding to this TikTok account and not sending us a link to it, I think it's very hurtful.
It's very hurtful.
I think you need to rectify that immediately.
Actually, to be fair, I think it's because you know Garrod too well.
There are some, like, I don't know if I've seen the TikTok account you're talking about, but there are ones that post similar stuff to this. And if this is a Dublin problem,
it may not be the one. May not be the one. Now stop. But to be fair,
absolutely bananas.
No.
It's just a no-no. I mean, I think I get that your husband is probably like, oh, look, it's just a TikTok account. She only has a few hundred followers. But you know, there is all of this AI stuff and about why you shouldn't put your kids' pictures on the internet. And you know, and I think it's actually, before it was just a case of, well, I have a private account, it's grand. But now I think with this, a lot of the AI stuff, it's like, it's actually not great now to be putting your kids' photographs on the internet.
No, definitely not.
But again, if it's the account I think it is, I'm just having a look. I think you're going to have some fight in your hands. Because she is...
There's a little bit of a worry how she's going to react to this. How the hell do you stop it?
But I imagine it'll be, how the fuck?
Oh, Caroline, I understand.
But I think that first of all, you have to say, look, it's not me. It's my husband.
Don't do that.
No, just put it on somebody else because it's too difficult.
It's too difficult.
She's like, would you mind? I'm so sorry. And you're gas. You're hilarious.
Yeah.
Like and share all her stuff. Do you know what I mean?
But don't.
Just, is there any chance you could just take down the videos with him in it? It's just, my husband's really upset, you know, and his brother's a lawyer and you know the lawyer. You'll have to do it very conspiratorially. If she doesn't take the videos down, I'm sure, I think you can report videos to TikTok.
The difficulty
just
is...
Just report them.
There are so many issues here. And your son, he clearly doesn't want to be involved. You know, and actually, I can't even conceive why you would do that. I mean, I would not ever... Oh, my God.
I don't know if this is the account, but... The more I think about it, the more you get caught.
It doesn't matter if it is or not. If it's similar situations, yeah, it's just it's, no. I don't think you're, put it this way, let's start with Caroline. You are not crazy to be a bit stressed out.
No,
about
you're not at all.
Because it is wrong to include any child, even your own children, in it if they don't want to be involved. It's not right. I think Garode is right. You have to deal with it in the right way because...
Yeah.
Because it could backfire. Not because of Tim. Tim's probably a fine fella. You know, but, you know.
Yeah, and also you don't want to jeopardize your son's friendship. I get all of this. But I guess you have to reason with the mother.
Yeah.
Who is chaotic. So I would say ask her to delete the videos. Yeah. She might do it. If she doesn't, I think there's some sort of option that you can report a video on TikTok and just that it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You could try that and see what happens.
See if they can take them down. But I mean, to be honest with you,
you can also tell your son, actually.
Yeah, not just not to be involved.
You can say to your son that when he's there and if she starts filming, just to walk away or to say, I'm not allowed to be in videos.
Yeah.
Because if he says that on camera, she's not going to post it. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, but it's a lot to put on a 7-year-old.
I know.
It is a lot to put on his
But if he's comfortable, but if he's uncomfortable, it's important that he knows that he can say, I don't
Oh, yeah,
be
no, that he's
video.
Supported yeah, in that. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. You can't actually video people without their permission. It's not a thing.
Ah, no, you can't. Like, it's not really fair. No. I mean, I do it sometimes.
Especially not with
you. Yeah, but I put it to my close friends group. Yeah,
that's okay.
Look at the state of this.
Would you look at the state of this?
Do you know what? This reminds me of a phrase they used to use in The Famous Five.
Oh, The Famous Five, Enid!
Yes, you'll have to do this gingerly.
You say that in front of me?
Gingerly.
Really?
Yeah, Ireland's favourite ginger. And did you do your colour, Niamh?
I did.
It looks great.
I did, because the roots were getting long.
She's got like Barocca. She's like a Barocca.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost as effervescent.
Orange and effervescent.
I think my hair is because I tell you my body isn't at all.
I'm a dead body today.
I know.
We hope this helps, Caroline.
Yeah, let us know how you get on. But honestly, seriously, or send us a link to the actual.
I'd love a little.
No, you love a little dive.
I'd love a little look in. Yeah, no. I'll have a little look in. But if I get it, I'll send it to me.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you definitely need to look after your baba.
Listen, don't feel bad about it. Don't feel awkward about it. But like I said, blame it all on the hubby.
Yeah, or the boogie.
That's what he's there for.
That's a song.
Good times. It's been lovely to talk to you, Niamh.
Always.
We will chat to you next week. Agonyrants@gmail.com if you want to get in touch. We would love to hear from you. It's important that we hear from you. We would love your problems. We'd love your follow-ups.
Mm-hmm. We really want your abuse. But
we don't want your abuse. Yeah. We've had enough abuse. Although they have to deal with Marissa now. Now we're talking. I'm dying to owe. If we get abuse, I think I'm going to get Marissa to respond. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, gloves off, Marissa. Tell them what you think.
Wow.
Also, we would love you to subscribe to Headstuff Plus. For the love of God.
Yeah, I know. Because
Alan's coming on. I think the next day we're in recording. We're doing a bonus episode to talk about Headstuff Plus.
Yeah.
It'll be like listening in on our performance evaluation.
So, how do you feel?
If he's the neck to open his mouth to us, I'll go through him for a shortcut. The hell does he think he is? CEO, is he? I'm the CEO.
No, you're not.
We'll chat to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.